Welcome to the Gym Lords Podcast, where we talk to real gym owners and share their stories, their trials, and what's working for them right now. To apply to be a guest on this podcast, click the link in the description. Hope you enjoy and subscribe.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords Podcast. I'll be your host today. My name is Alex Beck, and joining us on the show is Joe Pilano from Tumo Studio out of Buffalo, New York in Tampa, Florida. What's going on, Joe? Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me. Doing great.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to have you on. I appreciate you, giving some of that time out of that busy gym owner life to be here with us. But let's not waste any time here. How did you get started? What is it that made you want to start with owning your own fitness facility?
So I've always been into sports and into nutrition and fitness, but I saw a great opportunity when I discovered this technology in Brazil, where I was living for 8 years. And it was just getting FDA approval in the United States at the same time. And it was great timing to bring this back to the United States and get it going here.
Awesome. Awesome. So you lived in Brazil for about 8 years. What made you move to Brazil? Just curious, just out of whim?
So I was living in Tampa, Florida, and that's where I met my wife, and she's Brazilian. Okay. That's how I ever ended up there. We moved to Brazil when my daughter was 3 years old.
Okay.
And I was in Brazil. I was a wrestler in the United States. That was my sport. I was coaching wrestling there at a jiu-jitsu and MMA academy and just working out a lot, constantly in the gym. I was actually teaching English as a second language for a source of income down there. Brazil's a lot slower pace of life than here, and I had a lot of free time to geek out on my health and fitness podcast and kind of continue my education in that area.
I love it. It's crazy how slow of a life other countries live, or maybe it's crazy how fast of a life we live here in the United States, right? My cousin moved out to Mexico, and I stayed out there with him for a couple months a while back, and that was something I noticed too, was how different and how slower paced the life is out there, and how they're kind of just happy rolling through the day-to-day motions of life compared to us in the U.S. always hustle bustle, what's next. So that was something that I noticed as well. Cool. So Brazil for 8 years, you found out about EMS, it gets approved in the U.S. So you ended up starting an EMS facility out here. So I would love for you to give your own elevator pitch on Tumo Studio and the services that you guys offer.
Sure. So we specialize in EMS training, and EMS training is so new in the United States that even a lot of people in this industry haven't heard of it yet. And it's primarily only in the larger cities here in the US right now. So what EMS training is, we utilize a full body suit that runs gentle pulses of electricity through the body, creating resistance, and you then exercise against this resistance. So it's a 20-minute workout that gives you the results to 3 to 4 days of conventional training in the gym. And what makes EMS training so effective is the way the suit is designed. It activates over 92% of your body's skeletal muscle for the entire 20-minute workout. So we can't come close to that with any other form of training. That's what makes it so effective, where you can work out for only 20 minutes and get the results of several days in the gym. Now, I realize that sounds too good to be true. And in the beginning, nobody was more skeptical about it than I was. And you know, that's why we give away the first session at Tumo Studios for free, because we're convinced that all you have to do is try it once. And you get it when you see how sore you are the days following a 20-minute workout. You know, it makes a believer out of anyone.
And Joe, what does your typical client look like that's coming in for this EMS training? I'm curious on that. So what's the typical person, who's not only interested in this, but becomes your member?
So that's the beautiful thing about EMS training, is that it is really for everyone. So, you know, we've got a lot of celebrity athletes putting it on the map right now. Mm-hmm. Cristiano Ronaldo, Usain Bolt, even Mike Tyson was using it to train for his last fight with Roy Jones Jr. But if, you know, we also have, you know, little old ladies that haven't worked out in a long time, and they're crushing it in there. So it's really based for anyone, whether you're a male, female, if you're an elite athlete, or if you're a couch potato and you haven't worked out since gym class in high school, wherever you are on that fitness journey, the exercises are completely custom tailored to the individual. And we have the ability to target specific muscle groups and turn it up and turn it down. And we adjust that to the individual. So wherever they're at, we can bump them up gradually at their pace.
Awesome. Awesome. So you're offering EMS training in the form of private training. That kind of leads me to my next question about how many members are you currently serving right now?
At the Buffalo location, we have about 85 members right now.
Okay.
And, you know, Tampa's only been open for about a couple of months right now. So we're creeping up gradually in Tampa and hope to be at the same number of Buffalo in, 4 or 5 months.
Okay. Okay. And what size, just curious, are your facilities? So what size is the Buffalo facility?
It's a 1600 square foot facility and two studio rooms in there. The studio rooms don't require too much space. All you need is about a 15 by 15 area and you're good.
Awesome. So you are sitting at about 85 members out of that Buffalo location, about 35 in the Florida location. I do always like to ask, is that a number that you guys want to stop at, or are you trying to hit the gas right now and see some new faces?
Oh, we definitely have room to expand. We could probably take double those clients in the Buffalo location with the space that we have.
Awesome. So,
always looking to grow and expand and train more trainers, add more machines, open new locations.
And would you say that's a goal of yours this year to double your membership for that Buffalo location? Because I know there is such a thing as growing too fast, right? And, you know, making sure you're prepared in the form of having enough team members, you know, having all the right equipment to facilitate for the growth is important. So do you have a goal number that you're trying to get to by, you know, the end of this year, possibly?
In Buffalo, we have long winters there, and we see an uptick in the summertime of people trying to get in shape and look good in the bathing suit, and then kind of a decline in the wintertime.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd expect us to hit about 100 by the end of summer here, and then probably drop down to around 80 in the winter. And that just seems to be how it goes in states like New York, where we got that seasonal difference.
Okay. And EMS training, it's a very new form of fitness, right? What's kind of your guys's game plan or strategy for getting new members in through the door?
Well, you know, we've tried a lot of things as far as marketing goes right now, but the biggest return on our dollar definitely seems to be social media. So paid Facebook and Instagram ads, and just creating daily content, stories and posts, and just getting it out there. So, you know, we've tried billboards, we tried radio ads, and definitely didn't get the return on our dollar that we do on the social media advertising.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Facebook and Instagram have really changed the game for gym owners in the form of being able to have like a lead generation system, right? And have people come in on a consistent basis based off the ads that you run. How many leads are you able to get on a weekly or monthly basis from the ads that you do run?
It depends how much money we are putting into the budget for the social media ads that month. But, you know, this month, I'd say about 30 to 40 leads came in from each location.
Cool. Are you happy with that number? Is that a number that you'd want to improve or see more leads come in on a consistent basis?
With the money that we're spending on it right now, we're happy with it. So, you know, we spend more money, more leads will come in.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's working out pretty good right now on Facebook and Instagram.
And do you do the marketing in-house? Do you do that yourself, or do you hire like a team or have a marketing manager that helps you out with running those ads?
I've got a marketing guy. He's fantastic. If there is one guy on the team that I need, it's him, because he crushes it in that area. And it really frees me up to focus on the clients. You know, that's not my strength. And so I'm happy to sub that out to somebody else who's much better than it than I am.
And that's, you know, I always say it's a skill within its own to know the things that you're good at, right? The things that really move the needle forward for you and to be able to focus on those. Like, who's to say as a gym owner of any kind that, you know, you're also supposed to be a marketer, right? And spend 12 hours a day figuring out how to try to run ads, right? So now good for you for at least hiring a team to be able to help you out with that. Now talk a little bit about your sales process here. So let's say me, myself, I see your ad, you're running on Facebook. I'm interested in what you have going on. What's your process for turning me into a paid member?
First thing we want to do is get you in for a free trial session so you can really see what it's all about. EMS training is kind of hard to describe to somebody else in words, and it's almost something that you have to feel for yourself to really understand how it works and what it can do for you. So we always try and get somebody in for a trial session. It's completely free. There's no obligation. And usually people are even sorer from their first EMS session than they've ever been from a weightlifting session before. That was certainly true for me. And that's the selling point right there. When you see how sore you are the days after a 20-minute workout, most people are convinced and sign me up, take my money, let's go.
Awesome. And do you track like your conversion rate throughout that process? So the amount of leads that you get versus the amount that you turn into a paid member?
Yeah, absolutely. And so in Buffalo, we're converting about 7 out of 10 free trials.
Wow.
That number actually used to be higher when it was based more off of word of mouth. And then when we got more into the paid social media ads and just kind of getting people from all over different areas of town, different demographics, you know, people that are making different amounts of money. Some people can't afford it. And those drop down a little bit. So we're doing about 7 out of 10 in Buffalo, which is fantastic. I couldn't be happier about that. And then in Tampa, you know, we're located inside of a busy gym with lots of gym members. So we're doing a lot more free trials down there, not converting as many, but we don't mind that because we're creating great content for social media and we're getting the word out there. So in my experience, the one type of person who may not be a good fit for EMS training is the person that goes to the gym 5 days a week already. They love the grind, they're into the routine, and they're crushing it. They don't really need EMS. They already got it going on. Fortunately for us, that represents a very small percent of the general population. But EMS training is really more for people that don't like to work out, don't have the time to work out, or have some sort of limitation that prevents them from doing traditional exercise, some sort of joint issues, perhaps. One of the coolest benefits of EMS training is that there's zero strain on the joints. It's the only exercise where we have the ability to increase the load on muscles without increasing the load on joints. So someone like me, I wrestled for 10 years, then I did jiu-jitsu for another 8 years in Brazil. Joints are a little worn out, shoulders and knees a little banged up. And so I can push myself harder on this machine and get the muscles sore and get better results in the form of muscle gains and have zero nagging shoulder pain the next day.
Yeah.
Priceless for me.
Yeah, that's really cool, really interesting. And for the Tampa location here, do you think there's any improvements that you could make so that you could bring the conversion rate up to, you know, a number that's similar to your Buffalo location? Or what would you credit, you know, the lower conversion rate to? Is it because I know you said you're giving a lot of free trials in that location.
It's because we're in a busy gym and like I just said, gym clientele is really not our clientele. But I don't mind giving them the free trials because even though, you know, they're in the gym 5 days a week and they got it going on, they know somebody in their life that could benefit from the EMS training. Like, oh, you know, my wife is a nurse and she works 50, 60 hours a week and doesn't have time to train.
Yeah. She
benefit from one 20-minute session a week. Or, you know, my aunt who's got arthritis and bad knees, they could benefit from this. Okay. So don't mind giving away the free trials right now.
Okay. Okay. And we spoke a little bit right before the actual podcast, and you were talking how you were trying to, how you were focused on adding, you know, some extra layers of service to your facilities. Could you talk a little bit on that and the different, you know, type of services that you're looking to offer?
Sure. So, you know, our goals for our clients, I want them to be happy, healthy, and strong. And any way that I can help them do this, you know, I want to help them. So I learned all kinds of cool stuff when I was living in Brazil and listening to my podcast, guys. And I got into Wim Hof method and yoga and red light therapy. And I'm a nutritional coach. And so I want to make all of these services available to our clients too, and really get them on that holistic path to total body wellness, you know, connecting the mind, body, and spirit, and just helping them, giving them all the tools they need to be happy, healthy, and strong.
Yeah. And I always think it's smart. So many facilities that, you know, gyms that I've spoken with, especially post COVID, they're moving a lot more to trying to be more holistic, more of a one-stop shop for their members. Which I think is smart, because, I mean, we even talked about this. You're providing more value to your members, and in turn, they're able to provide more value to you in the form of you being able to make more revenue. So I think that that's awesome that you're adding an extra service as well. Now, one question that I do like to ask here, just because I think it's a good way for you to reflect on even the past 2-3 years that you've been a gym owner here. But what was something that was more difficult than expected when it came to running your fitness facilities?
Good question. So, you know, I definitely had some obstacles in the beginning. And, you know, in the beginning, I was nervous about taking on too much overhead and going too much into debt to start the business, and was looking for other people to put up money and invest in this. And really all I did was create a bunch of headaches for myself. So if I could do that over again, and anybody, you know, starting their own EMS studio or fitness studio of any kind, I would recommend not giving away shares in your company for money up front. You know, borrow, put it on credit cards, take out loans, but keep 100% control of your company. So in the beginning, I, you know, got into this with some partners, and like I said, I really just made things harder for myself. And yeah, at the end of the day, cost myself more money as I had to kind of buy my company back and take control of it again, where it's all just mine now.
Right. And that's something that I think a lot of people don't think of. Like you said, it does get nerve wracking to dive into debt like that, right? And take the risk. And sometimes it is easier to be able to get money from other people and give away small shares of your business, but you don't see, you know, the negative downside that it could have towards your business until it's already a little too late, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And Joe, if you could wave, let's say, a magic wand here, let's say a magic business wand, and have Tumo Studio be in the exact position that you want it, what would that really look like to you?
Jeez, tough questions today.
The perfect Tumo Studio. Let's go off Buffalo, New York, or even your Florida location. You know, so if you could look at the Buffalo location and get a picture of what, you know, the perfect facility would be for you, the perfect business, what would that really look like? Would it be an increase in members, having more staff, bigger location?
You know, I'm actually very happy where Buffalo is right now. They're doing great. I don't think that I would change that at all. We may just add more locations in that city.
Okay.
So it really, I think the Buffalo model is doing great. And I think the Tampa model may be a little too early to tell, because they're completely different. Buffalo is a private boutique studio. It's only Tumo clients coming in there one at a time for their 20-minute EMS session. where in Tampa, Florida, I'm in probably the busiest gym in Tampa and the biggest gym in Tampa. So it's a completely different model where we have front and center floor space at the big gym in Tampa. But there's pros and cons, you know, there's a trade-off. I'm lacking the privacy aspect that I have in Buffalo.
Right.
But I'm getting a lot more exposure. You know, people are seeing me and asking questions and signing up for free trials and telling their friends. So it's a little too early to tell right now. We've only been open for 2 months in Tampa, how that's going to pay off. So Tampa, we may end up going back to a private brick and mortar boutique setup and a private studio down here, or we might go into more bigger gyms. So and, I can't say yet, but I'm curious myself to see how this plays out.
And how for you, when you look at, because obviously EMS is very new to the States, right? How do you remove that bottleneck of people not knowing what EMS is or who you guys are? How do you get to that point? Or for you, what's kind of your strategy to spreading the word of EMS, and not only EMS, but Tumo Studio?
Yeah, so, you know, we're doing our part right now to get the word out there on EMS training. And if you kind of look at how it grew in other countries, it's about to blow up here. In the next 5-10 years, you're going to see these studios everywhere in the United States. And so right now, you know, my competition is kind of helping me raise awareness to what EMS training is, because that is the biggest obstacle for me right now, is that people don't know it exists. So as more of these studios open up and create awareness to that, hey, EMS training is here in the United States and you can do it, it's right here in Tampa, that's ultimately going to make more people aware and bring them into our studio as well. So we're not looking at other EMS studios as competition right now. We're kind of, you know, welcoming them to the area because they're helping create awareness to the service.
Yeah, definitely. Is there other EMS studios within your locations in either New York or Florida?
Yeah, they're starting to pop up left and right now. So we were the first ones in Buffalo, and they're coming. So absolutely, they're going to be popping up in every major city and even the smaller cities in the United States now. It's only going to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and how do you think it would change your business, or even your own business, your own life, if you are able to market EMS the way you want to, right, and be able to get it in front of people's eyes to where, you know, more people will learn about EMS, learn about Tumo Studio, and want to come in to try out, you know, the services you guys offer.
Sorry, Alex, what was the question?
So I was asking, how would it change your business as as it progresses here, as more people figure out about EMS and Tumo Studio?
Yeah, it would, you know, be great for us. Bring more clients into the door. And, you know, the thing is, it's legit. We're not selling snake oil down here. This stuff works. So the more people that find out about it, the more people that try it, the more lifelong members we're going to have.
Awesome. And we know what you want for your business, right, Joe? We know, you know, you're trying to spread this word about this new, you know, new route in fitness that you could take. We're trying to spread the word about Tumo Studio. But what is it that you want from your business? What do you want the business to give back to you and your family?
You know, I got into this business to help people. There's definitely easier ways to make a lot of money out there. But, you know, I was happy to, first of all, have one of these machines at my disposal, and I can use this machine once a week myself. And my wife uses it, so it keeps my family happy, healthy, and strong. And we're happy to help everybody else hit their goals. So, you know, of course, you know, we want to make some money doing it. But the main thing out here is that we're providing a service and helping the community and, you know, helping our country stay happy, healthy, and strong.
Yes, sir. I love it. I love it. And I think that's a pretty good place to start to wrap things up on this episode, Joe. But before we do sign out of here, please give a shout out to your website, Facebook page, Instagram, just so the listeners could find some more info on you and your gym.
Absolutely. The website is www.tumostudios.com. That's Tummo. And Instagram is Tummo_studios. And in Tampa, Tummo_studios_Tampa.
Yes, sir, you guys. Make sure you check him out. Joe Pilano from Tummo Studio out of Buffalo, New York, and Tampa, Florida. I appreciate you once again, brother. I look forward to seeing what you could accomplish down the road here. And to everyone who tuned in today, we appreciate you as well. As for the listeners, don't forget if you want to be notified about future episodes, hit like and subscribe. If you are interested in joining us to talk about your business model within the fitness industry, click the link in the description, fill it out, and our team will be in touch with you soon. And as always, until next time, Gym Lords out.
Thank you for listening to this interview, but don't go anywhere. We still have two more incredible interviews coming right up inside this episode. But if you're a gym owner that's looking to get more clients, keep them longer, and make more money, head to the link in the description of this podcast and schedule a free, leave your credit card at home consultation with one of our business consultants. You see, here at Gym Launch, we've helped over 4,000 gym owners across the world increase their sales, take home more money, and build the business of their dreams. And it simply starts with a phone call. Click on the link in the description of this podcast to schedule your call today. Now, let's head into the next interview.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords Podcast. I will be your host today. My name is Brooke. Joining me on this show is Kim from the Fit Shop in Newport News, Virginia. Welcome to this show, Kim. How are you today?
I am awesome, and thank you guys so much for having me today.
I'm super excited to have you here and to really learn more about, you know, what you guys do over there at the Fit Shop. But before we dive into that, Kim, what was it that made you decide to become a gym owner?
Well, it's something that I've had in my heart to do for years, for years, but didn't know how to go about it. I worked for a major corporate gym for 14 years. And then when COVID hit, all the gyms closed, but I still had clients that was wanting to train. So, you know, me being there for them, I was like, okay, let's do it. So we took it outside and did our training, you know, outside, and it worked until, you know, we launched the Fit Shop.
Wow. So you've always had this in your heart. You have this passion for health and fitness, and you've built a business off of it. You guys have been open now for about a year, a little over a year. So props to you for building something, you know, that you always wanted. For our listeners, give us kind of an elevator pitch of the Fit Shop. Tell us who you are, what kind of services and products you have to offer at your facility.
Okay. Well, my name is Kim Reeves. I'm a part owner of the Fit Shop. The Fit Shop, we are a personal training studio. We're not a gym, but for some reason, a lot of people compare us to gyms. But we are a personal training studio, PHIT, professional, holistic, innovative training. So everything that we do a lot of functional training, basically using your body to build your body. A lot of stuff that we do is based on time and reps. Every now and again, we might, you know, challenge your strength just to compare where you were a month ago to where you are now. We do small groups. We do personal training, one-on-ones. We also offer group training, group X training as well. If you go to our website, fitshop.com, you guys will see everything that the Fit Shop has to offer.
Great. So it really is kind of a personal training studio, but you do have some kind of additional layers of service there by offering small group/semi-private and then, you know, group training.
Yes.
Within the current facility right now, how many members do you guys have?
Oh man, if I had to give a number, I would say off the top of my head, close to like 100, probably 100 members.
Okay. Now, mm-hmm. I want to ask you, Kim, because it's kind of important, you know, for us to discuss, is that a place where you're feeling comfortable, or like, do you need more clients in the facility for you guys to feel more comfortable? You know, where are you at there?
Well, right now, I mean, we're still like in our baby phase, pretty much. You know, we haven't been, you know, in business very long, but in that short period of time that we've been in business, the Fit Shop name, the brand, has really been getting out in the 757. A lot of people are constantly calling us. People are following us on our social media. People are also tapping into our website. And, you know, we've been pretty much like just growing. Word of mouth has been a big help for us as well. And also, you know, when you are successful at what you do, people ask questions. Yeah, people ask questions. What are you doing? Where are you training at? And they put it out there. Well, we go to the Fit Shop. You need to go too. So
yeah. If we're taking good care of our members, they're going to talk. If our members are seeing success within our training programs, they're seeing success, you know, with, you know, the guidance that we're providing them in their health and fitness journey, they're going to talk. Word of mouth in this industry is great because it's free. All we have to do is just be kind and provide a good service, and people are going to talk. But that's not a way for us to kind of pace our growth, because we can't control the speed at which people talk about us. Right. We wish we could, but realistically we can't. So we can't say, you know, hey, this year we're going to grow by 100 more members at the Fit Shop strictly through word of mouth. We can't say that that's going to happen. We can hope and pray to if that's what we do, but it's not enough. So a lot of gym owners are kind of supplementing their word of mouth with other things, digital advertising, ads in newspapers, TV, radio, all of those things. Are those areas that you've kind of that you've gone down?
Yes, yes. People have been giving us a lot of Google reviews. That's been a big help for us. And also having additional classes other than like the personal training. We have classes like V steaming, Yoni, they call it Yoni steaming. We provide aerial fitness. One of my trainers, Shannon Moore, she does a class called Body Definition. We have a couple of more clients, Aaron and Pope. They teach a class, it's called EP Fitness. It's pretty much like a HIIT class. I teach a class every Thursday night. Every first Thursday, I have a DJ. The DJ's a class, it's called a Get Fit Party. That's every first Thursday, but I teach the class every Thursday night. Yeah, just a HIIT class.
Yeah. When we can offer like these group kind of training classes, it's awesome, because there's definitely people out there that maybe they're not looking for a personal trainer right now, but they're also not looking for a normal gym membership. They can't go into a big box gym and thrive, but they can come out 3 or 4 times a week and take a class and benefit from it, not only physically, but mentally as well. And so when we're able to kind of sneak those into our schedule, even within the kind of personal training studio, it's awesome for business.
Right.
You said that you had a pretty good social media presence for the Fit Shop. Are you guys bringing in leads through your social media right now? Like, are people finding you on social media and then joining as members?
They are. And like, we have other businesses, that's other suites that's connected to ours. So, we have a nail salon, we have a, a hair salon, we have barbershops. So a lot of people from these businesses has actually came to the Fit Shop and signed up for personal training because they see us outside. They see us outside training. They hear the music, you know, protruding, like coming through the walls and things like that. And they wonder what's going on over there. And they tell them, and we've gotten quite a few people from these other businesses that's been coming down, you know, to check us out. Now, one other thing that I did not mention is that we don't have memberships. We don't have memberships. We're personal training studios. So we don't have memberships, but we do offer what we call open gym. Open gym is every day between the hours of 10 a.m. And on our website, I think it's 4 o'clock on the website, but we are extending it to 5 p.m. The open gym is where you may or may not have a membership at another gym. You may be in the neighborhood and you want to come in and get you a quick little workout in. So we have open gym. So you can come in unassisted without a trainer and just utilize all the equipment that we have in the studio, you know, to get you a workout in. And we just pretty much like started doing that pretty much to kind of kill some of that downtime, right, that we may have, that idle time, that people can still come in and utilize the facility without a trainer.
So since there's no membership here, if somebody wants to take only classes or they only want to do open gym, they just pay per session. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay. So let me ask you, like, how do you feel like that's serving you? Because, for example, Susie could come in, take a class on Tuesday or whatever day you have your classes, and then never come back ever again. And we can't count on that revenue coming in from Susie because she's not a member. So right. How do you feel like that the current model that you have, like, how is that serving the business?
Well, what we do, one thing that I learned working for corporate America, as personal trainers, we did phone calls. We did phone calls. So anyone that comes to take a class is in our database. Mm-hmm. So once they put all that information in our database, if it's a person we hadn't seen in a little while or did something unique, we always reach out to them. We give them a courtesy call. Hey, Tracy, this is Kim from the Fit Shop. I hadn't seen you in 2 weeks. How you doing? I was just calling to check on you, see when you're coming back in the shop, you know, to take another class. So we're constantly reaching out. So it's not like if a person don't come, we just like, okay, that's water. No, we reaching out. We trying to keep those people coming. And the thing is, you know, we are here to serve. You know, it's not about us. We do care about what we do. We care about the community. And so, yeah, so we go reach out and try to continue to keep those people coming.
Yeah, and I think, like, I can definitely tell that you care about your clients. But when we're not holding our clients accountable, like if somebody wants to come in for a group class and they're not paying for it monthly, like they tend to lose their accountability because they're like, oh, I could just take a class this week. I'm going to take next week off. And then, you know, maybe I'll go in 3 weeks, right? They're not paying for it monthly. So we're kind of doing them a disservice by like allowing them to just kind of pay as they go. Mm-hmm. I see it as a disservice because, like, do you want your clients to be successful? Of course, you wouldn't have gotten into this business if you didn't want people to be successful. So, you know, have you thought about having some sort of membership that is only open gym and classes? Is that something that has crossed your mind?
It has. And it's something that my wife and I have discussed in time past. Mm-hmm. We have also discussed at some time, maybe in the near future, starting like a membership.
Yeah.
So it's things that we've taken into consideration. I mean, we are open for suggestions.
Right.
We have a suggestion box here in the shop, and we do encourage people to use it. our success, you know, is because of, you know, you guys. If we didn't have clients, then it wouldn't be no fish shop. So, so we encourage them to give us comments, you know, give us feedback on, you know, how you think we're doing, what you think we can improve on. I mean, we open to it, you know, that only makes us better. I mean, we're not big, you know, to where we don't care about what the community has to say. So we're here for them. So yeah, you know, we're open. We're game for whatever you have to say. Make suggestions. We'll take it into consideration. We'll talk about it, and we'll get back with you.
Yeah, that's huge. I love when businesses have that suggestion box and they're really open to listening to like what their consumer has to say, because you know, that's really how we grow, is like by giving our customers what they want, right? Exactly. And I think, you know, kind of taking a step back here and looking at, you know, the way you're currently doing things with the group fitness and the open gym, and looking at, you know, kind of changing it more to a membership model, taking a look at the business, what would that do for you, for your wife, for the business financially? Like if you could count on, you know, 30 or 40 extra memberships a month, like what would that
do? Well, we know that's guaranteed revenue, right. Guaranteed. But one thing, again, like I said in time past, you know, we're growing. We're new in at this. Right. You know, we're still in our baby phase right now, and we're still learning. You know, I'm constantly talking to other, you know, fitness professionals to see how they do things. And I'm writing notes, taking things down. I'm talking to the businesses that's already successful at what they do. They've established their footprint. And that's what we're trying to do. So if there's anything that we can do to make the Fit Shop a better facility, you know, for our people, then that's what we're here for.
I love that mindset. You're here really truly to serve your people, and it feels like you're not really in it for yourself at all. That's great. Kim, I want to ask you, you know, when you take a look at the business, what are some of the challenges right now? What are some of the things that you guys are facing that are kind of holding you back from that idea of growth?
Well, you gotta have money. You have to have money. Right now, again, everything that pretty much that's coming into the business is going right back into the business. I mean, it's sometimes, you know, where I don't, it's my baby. It's my vision, it's my dream. But sometimes I don't even get paid, you know. Yeah. Now I do have a fitness director that runs the front desk that has to be paid. And so the independent contractors, you know, with the trainers, each one of them are independent contractors. So it varies, you know, with them. They know a monthly fee comes out of their paycheck every pay period. But again, it's sometimes that I don't even, you know, get paid myself, because everything that I bring in is going right back into the business. One thing that I deal with now that I didn't have to when I worked with corporate is I have overhead. I have bills on top of my mortgage, you know, which I never had. And that was something that I was really hesitant about as far as launching the business, because I knew that I was going to have a lot more revenue coming out of my pocket than I did when I worked for corporate. So I had to come out of my comfort zone, but I knew this was something that I was called to do, and I had to do it. I had to. It was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I had to do what I'm doing. But I mean, I wouldn't change a thing, because I know if it's worth having, like my wife says, it's worth fighting for. I mean, I know it's something that you know, what I'm doing is what God called me to do.
Yeah.
So I'm not fearful of, you know, what tomorrow may bring. I'm here to serve, and I'm going to do it with all gladness. And, you know, and the best is still ahead for me, and I'm ready to walk.
I think that, you know, I want you to know, Kim, that like there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's not always going to be hard. Starting out, it feels that way for most of us because we're kind of in the dark. Running a fitness business is truly unlike running or working in any other business. The overhead is really high. You know, you're running a personal training studio. There's a lot of expenses. And so it's a matter of, you know, what kind of tweaks and changes can you make to what you're doing, to like, you know, bring in a little more money, make it so that that overhead doesn't seem like it's hurting you every month. And those are things that you figure out along the way. You're not going to know this. Like, I opened this business and I'm projecting all of these expenses. I mean, most of us just don't know that. We start with a hope and a dream, and then we kind of figure it out along the way. And so if I could ask you kind of what I like to call my magic wand question, if I were to hand you a magic wand full of all that Disney magic, and I came and I said, all right, Kim, all your dreams for the fit shop have come true. You've reached all your goals. Talk to me about what that picture would look like for you.
Being successful, established fitness facility, a facility that has grown in leaps and bounds. Every client sees results. The fit shop, a place where everyone wants to come and train. That's what I would have. Everyone that comes into the fit shop, when they leave a different way than when they came in. Better. That's what I would do.
So you want to just continue to grow the community, continue to help more people, and not just help people, but help people see success and feel success, right? Exactly. What has to happen right now, in your opinion, for you to grow and for that to happen? What has to happen within the business for you guys to get there?
Well, networking is key. You know, just staying on your grind, mm-hmm. continue to grind. Continue to study to show yourself approved, meaning that continue to try and do things to better yourself. Speaking about myself, if it's other certifications out there to get, let's get it. As a matter of fact, you see this on my shirt. I don't know if you can read that.
It says
stop. I also have my certification as a silver sneaker instructor.
Awesome.
So I also, you know, work with, you know, the young at heart as well. So it's all about educating yourself and continuing to be marketable, getting your name out there, your face out there, and continue to love people. Because, you know, if you're loving people, guess what? It's going to come back to you.
Yeah, definitely. I always like to say, like, grow or die. We always have to kind of be open to the evolving industry, the things that are new and coming. We have to take opportunities to learn more about how to grow, not only like within the fitness side, but in the business side too. There's always going to be somebody out there who knows something that you don't know. And that you can learn from them. So I really appreciate that mindset. And I appreciate you, you know, sharing your insight today, Kim. Final question I have for you is, you know, what would be a word of advice that you would give somebody who is maybe just getting started in this industry?
If it's a passion for you, go for it. If it's something that's on your heart to do, go mm-hmm. for it. Sometimes it could be uncomfortable because you are afraid of the unknown, but that's normal because we're human and we deal with fear. But at the same time, you know, dealing with fear can also hinder you from stepping out on faith and receiving and walking into your destiny. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you just have to take that leap of faith and just do it. And regardless to how hard it is, when you know that you know it's something you should be doing and supposed to be doing, you go for it and don't stop until you get there.
Absolutely. That would
be a word of advice.
Yeah, so many people let fear stand in the way of like where they want to go. And so truly, you just have to kind of lead with passion in this instance. And I appreciate that little mic drop moment there. What's the Instagram page for the Fit Shop? Where can we go to find you guys?
Yes, ma'am. So our business, our Fit Shop business account is Fit Shop, PHITSHOP 2020. 2020 is the year that we launched. So Fit Shop 2020 is our IG account. On Facebook, it's Fit Shop 2020, also on Facebook. If anyone wants to reach me personally, it's Reeves, R-E-A-V-E-S, Kim, K-I-M on Instagram. And Facebook is Kim, K-I-M, Reeves, R-E-A-V-E-S on Facebook.
Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for being here today, sharing your insight within the fitness industry. Listeners, thank you guys for tuning in so much. Please don't forget, if you want to stay notified about future episodes, hit like and subscribe. If you want to join us for an episode here at the Gym Lords podcast, fill out the link in the description and we will be in touch with you soon. So,
give you the address. I don't know if I did that already.
I don't think that we need the address in this instance. They can go to the website, right?
Exactly.
Cool. Exactly. Perfect. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, until next time, Gym Lords out.
Thank you for listening to the podcast so far. Don't go anywhere. We still have another episode coming right up right after this word from one of our sponsors. The Gym Lords podcast is sponsored by Prestige Labs. Prestige Labs is the first and only nutritional supplements company built by gym owners for gym owners. Prestige Labs solves the problem that all gyms have experienced, the broken inventory model, low commissions, and even lower quality products. Prestige Labs provides 100% drop shipping, zero inventory, PhD formulated high quality supplements for you and your clients. The goal is simple: cover 100% of your rent while never sacrificing your integrity. To learn more or to become an affiliate of Prestige Labs for free, apply at affiliate.prestigelabs.com. That's affiliate.prestigelabs.com. Double your client results, double your income. You can head to affiliate.prestigelabs.com to become an affiliate for free. Now stick around for the rest of this episode.
Use coupon code GYMLORDS on PrestigeLabs.com for 20% off all future supplement orders.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords podcast. I will be your host today. My name is JJ Hernandez. And joining us on the show today is a very special guest. It is the one and only Adam Pina out of Doghouse Boxing and Fitness. Adam, what is going on today? Happy Wednesday. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, my brother, man? This is Coach Adam, Doghouse Boxing and Fitness. I'm out here in Woodstock, Georgia. We out here. That's what we doing.
There we go. There we go. Mm-hmm. I love it, man. Look, and we're excited to have you on, Adam, for real. And I think what we want to do here, before we dive into the nitty-gritty of what you have going on with Doghouse, you know, first, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you describe the business to people? And Adam, what made you get started in the first place?
We're like a mom and pop boxing gym. You know, I try to keep it old school, a kind of gym that, you know, it's like that one gym that's in that community that everybody can utilize and reach, and I, you know, just be a factor in the community for the people. I started boxing when I was 6 years old. So, you know, as my life evolved, I ended up stopped competing, and I became a coach. I can't say I wanted to be a coach. because it came to me kind of inadvertently. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, it came to you. You didn't go to it. I love that. That's a great way to look at it, actually. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That passion, man, you build that from somewhere and it brings you to it. So that's great there. And so, Adam, let's dive right into the business here if it's cool. We'll start with the bare bones basics. How many members are you guys at currently?
I got about 50 personal clients and that rotate.
Gotcha.
Regularly. So
yeah.
It's all about, it's pretty exclusive. I got a lot of everybody. I train a lot of NFL athletes. I got a few celebrities in here. I got a few things. I got moms, dads, kids, doctors, lawyers. I mean, people come to the boxing gym, not necessarily to compete, but just to learn how to box and with fitness goals. So we pretty much train everybody.
Yeah. 100%. And that's the mentality you're going to have, right? It's like, no matter what, this can be a place for you, whether you want to lose weight, gain muscle, or just protect yourself, right? I think that's a big factor. It's like, this could be a home for anyone, right? So I think that's great. And so now for you, Adam, I mean, being that you have such a different versatility and such different backgrounds of people, what's been the best method to finding new clients and getting them through the door?
A lot of things, well, obviously social media definitely helps. Good content, quality content, I believe, is attractive to the eyes, you know. Your work, I mean, I think your work speaks for itself to me. Referrals, referrals help a lot. And I'm outside my community all the time. I'm outside. Like, you know, I go around and I talk to people. I socialize. I come out. So, you know, I'm constantly talking about what I do. When I go out, I'm doghouse boxing all day. I got my, I still come out. Yeah. I mean, that's, why not? You know what I'm saying? So I come outside. I'm talking about it. You know what I mean? And you know, inquiring minds want to know. So I'm filling them with the juice, man.
That's it. Yeah, and I think that's such a great approach, right? It's like it's free marketing, right? Just having a conversation and bringing it up. I mean, you're not doing anybody any harm, so why might as well do it, right? I agree with that completely. That's a great perspective there,
too. And you know, well, not to interrupt, but like, where are my clothes? You know, I'll come out. I got my trucker hats on. I got my, you know, people, what's doghouse boxing? Bang. You know what I mean? I mean, you know. That sparks conversation because people see what I got on. They want to know what it is, and I let them know. So the marketing aspect of, you know, clothing, social media. I can't. One of my clients just left. You know what I'm saying? I just had to tell them. But you know, clothes, social media, referrals through, you know, people within the community. You know. I also joined different networks. There's different community clubs, what have you, that I involve myself in. Like I'm with the Cherokee Chamber of Commerce. They're a big help. You know, it's like the Cherokee County. You know, they spread the word that you're in the community, and they're a big asset out here in Woodstock. So I'm involved with them. I try to get involved with different Facebook community programs like Cherokee Connect, and it's just things that connect the community, and they let everybody know that you're here within the community. So, you know.
Yeah, great perspective there. I think that's so true. I think people undermine just being that walking billboard, you know, and then whether it's, because you can be a walking billboard and a walking salesperson, just like your customers are, right? It's like, yo, like, Adam did this for me. You know, he was the one who got me into this, and they become your salespeople for you, right? They're selling your service without you even being there. So I think that's just the stuff that people don't want to do, or maybe don't feel comfortable for whatever reason, but should be doing, right? So I love that perspective there, Adam. And so kind of move on here, right, on this topic, of course. Now, let's say leads, clients, members were unlimited here, okay? Yeah, endless amounts. With where you're at now, hypothetically speaking, of course, how much can you handle? What would that max number look like on top of what you have now?
I don't really cheat that I can't handle. I mean, it's just what it is. I mean, I would just have to, maximize my time, maybe starting to double up people here and there. And it is what it is. Still, you know, obviously with, you know, letting them know, informing them on what I'm doing, because sometimes bringing people together actually is a better workout, you know, but I pretty much, excuse me, my schedule's pretty tight, but I always make room. I mean, I'm here. I'm pretty much a one-man team. I do have my brother. My older brother's here with me. He helps a lot with his program. He has a Parkinson's disease program called Intentional Boxing for Parkinson's. So he has a program that he helps combat Parkinson's.
Wow, that's beautiful, man. Such an undermined area, right? Where it's like disabilities, you know. I think, you know, not to dive too deep in this, but when people, you know, don't, not to say regard, but they don't regard people with, you know, maybe a disability or something that's kind of hindering them as regular people, but they should be treated as regular people. And something like this is something that's huge, where I think it's huge for the community, huge for them, the impact you're putting. You're in this industry to change lives, am I right? And that's exactly what he's doing. So that's a beautiful thing.
Right. Correct. I mean, you know, the impact that boxing does, you know, it brings people, it elevates their life in whatever lane they're in. I mean, if they have self-awareness issues, if even with kids, when they get bullied, they got more confidence, you know, more discipline. Even with grown men, you know, there's grown men that gain a self-awareness through boxing, you know, so it's like impactful for the human. Even if they're not competing, it's just the fact that they know what they're capable to do now, you know, as far as self-defense goes, you know, because I really care about self-defense. The world we live in today, I believe that self-defense is a key factor in your survival. So, you know, I think that this is an essential. A boxing gym is an essential component to be in any community, because it gives a self-awareness, and it teaches through boxing self-defense. So it's an essential component.
I love that. Yeah, and it definitely is. And especially with day and age now, yeah, 100%. I think everybody should know how to defend themselves, because it would avoid a lot of issues that do come commonly on a regular day-to-day basis, you know, if they just knew a little bit of self-defense. And so to kind of continue here on the topic of clients, I'm sorry not to exhaust it, but one more.
Are you good?
You know, for where you're at now with the 50 members, 40 members, whatever it may be, how have you been able to track, right? Because you have something like lifetime value, right? How long they've been a member, churn rate, meaning how long it took them to fall off or not come back, you know, cancellations. How do you track all of that with being a one-man team and with that many members?
Yeah. Well, my wife does help me a lot. So I do have somebody that does help me. So I'm not really a one.
There we go.
so the wife is definitely a component. a valued factor.
Yeah.
With just keeping an eye on financials and people's attendance, things like that. But I keep my little book. I do it old school. Yeah. I got my little book. I write down, and it's a two-way thing with my clients. They're aware of what they've done, and I keep a note.
Yeah.
So I like to write things down. I'm kind of really throwback. I love writing things down. Everybody's like, just log in, do this. I mean, you can do that. I like doing things my way. I like writing. I like writing things down. I go through my book and I count it up, add it up, and that's it. I mean, and I can usually tell by the person, like you're saying, like that progress. I mean, you can always tell through the pad work, somebody's progress. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on with them, you know, if they're putting it together, obviously they weren't putting it together on day one. You know what I mean? I'm putting combinations together, moving around, you know, and then I can see the confidence in them. I can see it. It's just something that I can just sense, you know, without having some type of chart work or anything. I could just feel it. And yeah, it's pretty much, right off the site.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's where.
Obviously, visibly.
Go ahead.
Visibly, see if somebody's losing weight. You know, you obviously see it. I mean, I do have my scale. If somebody needs to jump on it, here and there, but pretty much visibly, you can see somebody losing their weight. You can see it in their confidence. You can see it in their comments. You know, when people feeling themselves, they're feeling themselves.
You know what I mean? a little bit of swag.
Yeah, they come in the gym with a little pep in their step, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
All right,
listen, man. Chill out. We got to chill out. Yeah, I love it. No, that's awesome. But you know what it is? And I think I will say this, Adam, you know, and I'm sorry, I don't want to call you coach, but Adam, you know.
Are you good?
I think that's just a thanks to you being in it for so long. It's the reps. That's something you can't teach. You just acquired that over the years of just doing it, you know, and you can't fake that. That's something that you just acquire over time, man. And that's what I think will set you aside from a lot of other people is just you've been there. You've done it. I'm sure you've been, obviously you weren't always professional, but you've been in their shoes most likely, maybe not completely, but you know, in some way, shape or form, you've been there and they understand. And the thing is, I always say, in sales, when you're selling your service, it's not about how good, right, or what you can save as far as pricing, but it's what they feel when making the decision. Because everybody makes decisions based on emotion, and you're genuine, you're a real person. And I feel that, and I'm sure your clients feel it even more, right, because they're paying you some money to do so. So I don't know. Thank you for being that guy. You know what I mean? I'm saying, thank you for being that guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is personal. See, that's the beautiful thing about, you know, working for yourself, I guess, because it's like I'm not under nobody's program. You see what I'm saying? This is a personal thing where you're gonna, what you see is what you get. You know what I mean? And I also like when people call me or they do things online and they talk to me online, I recommend them to come inside and talk to me personally. I say, look, come inside, come holler at me, let's have a conversation. And I got a nice little chair for them right over here. You know, they sit down right by my desk. And I showed them what's going on, man. I say, look, this is what we're going to do. I talk to them personally. And then I usually kind of let them see a session while I'm working. So they see it. So there's really nothing to talk about. I'm not trying to you ain't got to oversell nothing. It's pretty much like, if this is what you want, this is what you're going to get.
Yeah. And I
does that make any sense?
Yeah, no, 100%. The last thing to piggyback on what you said is you're authentic. And that's the best way we can put it. And I'll leave it at that. You're authentic, man. Keep doing what you're there with that. Keep that personality. Don't change that, man, because that is something that a lot of people are losing. And you have charisma, man. You're a good guy. You make me laugh over here, man. You got that too, bro. So, but I'll tell you what, man. Three more questions for you, but I think these are my three favorite questions. This one's a little longer, so if you need me to repeat anything, just let me know, Adam. But it's a good question. It's a good way to self-reflect here. So, we've been discussing this entire time are the pillars of business, right? And the gym and the fitness industry is about three pillars we use more frequently than any. That's going to be your lead generation, which is your marketing, your client acquisition, which is your sales, and then your retention and ascension, which is keeping your clients longer, but getting them to buy more from you in that process. So Adam, of those three, where do you feel like you could improve the most?
What was the first question again? One more time.
Yeah, it's lead generation, which is the marketing, right? So knowing how to bring clients through the door. Then it's your client acquisition, which is the sales, right? Just being able to get them from being interested to buying. Mm-hmm. And then retention and ascension, which is keeping your clients longer, but getting them to buy more from you. So basically I'm asking, where do you think of those three could you improve the most?
Probably my marketing. You know, I've been a little under the rock sometimes with the marketing level. You know, there's more things that I know I could do with the marketing. I kind of get a little stubborn a little bit, you know, with just my way. I gotta open up to different ways like this, like I was open to do your podcast. You know what I mean? I've seen it being an opportunity, just why not, you know? And it's just, you know, these are things that I need to continue to do. I guess with sales, I mean, I think I'm blessed, man. I try not to chase the money, because it just comes, man. It pretty much comes, and it's pretty consistent. I look at that on a spiritual level, like it's just a blessing from God. Now my client is continuing to keep coming. I mean, I'm you know, fitness is not always the first thing on people's like list to keep in life. You know what I mean? Like sometimes they have to have a bill that has to get paid and they can't pay me. You know what I'm saying? So I work out things with people that if I really care about them, I work on things to where I keep them and I can, you know, work on maybe like some type of payment plan or something like that, you know, because things happen in life where fitness isn't always first. That's not the first essential thing that you need, you know, in life, you know, because things happen. And it's not everybody can stay consistent unless you have, you know, clients that are not, you know, that don't have any financial burden, yeah. Which I do have a lot. So I tried to target that that group because, you know, the financially, you know, it's no problem. But, you know, I do serve the community. So being said, you know, if somebody doesn't have that, you know, that financial stability, I work things out to where they can continue to train, you know? So it's pretty much keeping that open door for everybody, you know, not just targeting one demographic. I'm open for everybody. That's it, you know, come on, come on. I mean, I got the skills that pay the bills. You see what I'm saying? This is what I do, you know what I'm saying? So I think the marketing, probably just to keep drawing people to me. I think that would probably be the thing that I would probably need the most, you know, help with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I need any.
Yeah.
That make any sense?
Yeah, no, 100%. I will say this, Adam. I just want to say, I appreciate the honesty and transparency there just because, you know, regardless of the success that you have had and for how long you've been doing something, I mean, 7 months and you're able to get to the amount of clients you're at now. I mean, obviously you're successful in what you're doing. You know, I just want to say, I appreciate that transparency and the viewers do as well, because I think it's an eye opener when it's like, hey, no matter how good you are doing or how good I have done already, there's always better. Right. And you can always get to improving.
Yeah. That. Yeah. You got to.
I appreciate that, the open-mindedness there. And so last two questions for you here, Adam, were my two favorite questions in itself. And the first one is, you know, what's the bigger picture? What's the overarching goal? What are you trying to accomplish long-term?
I guess obviously more money, right? But I just want to keep seeing things grow. Like I like seeing people walk through the door and hearing their success that happened, you know, because of my training, you know, because of our training. I like hearing the result of, you know, I got a kid that just shipped off to the Navy, you know, because it was because of mentoring. You know, wasn't making the right decisions. And all of a sudden he just said, I helped him out with a decision to make to go to the Navy, you know, and he did that. That's something he thought of. And I helped him with it. And we got him together and he walked through the door with his dress blues on. And it was, that was impactful to me, you know, seeing that kid through the gym and me training him and him walking in with his outfit on and saying, hey, I just had to check on, you know what I'm saying? Just because of, you know, that change he just made in his life, because he could have went this way or could he went that way, and the gym helped him make that decision. So I want to keep making, I guess, an impact like that in people's lives that are like on that level. Hopefully grow into maybe open up another doghouse boxing, you know, in another location that's just open land. And I could do the same thing, you know? So I pretty much just, I'm building towards that. Maybe in the next couple years or so, I might open up another doghouse boxing, you know? So
that's pretty much. Talk about a freaking answer, man. Holy cow. And I wish that I got one more for you. So I would be close out.
Come there. On.
Great one. We got one more for you. And
I got an hour for you, man.
So look, Adam, If you could go back in time, right, to when you first started, I know you've been open 7 months, but if you could go back in time when you first started and give yourself that one piece of advice that you think you really needed to hear when you first started, what would that advice be for you?
I think discipline, my own personal discipline, would probably need to be always, I need to be mindful of my own discipline. You know, because, you know, your body's your temple, and, you know, who, just who you are, and you are your brand, and, you know, and you just gotta continue to stay disciplined within yourself. And that can be like anything, like going out and, you know, having a good time, you know what I'm saying? Just that discipline aspect has to be always, guarded. Because, like, you know, your reputation and your brand is what your business is going to be. So, you know, you have to always carry yourself and move around, I guess, as a professional. You know what I'm saying? So the discipline aspect, that, you know, that was probably the most important thing anybody told me, is just, you know, your business, getting your discipline right, getting your discipline, you know, where it's need to be, so your business is right. You see what I'm saying? Because you can't have one without the other. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And that's still a mic drop of an answer, man. Holy cow, Adam. Way to close it out there. Like, it's a good place to wrap things up on this episode. Before we sign out, Adam, you know, please, it'd be my pleasure. Shout out your Instagram, your Facebook, your website, anything you have. Where can people find out more about you and the gym?
Yeah. So I'm Adam, it's me again, Adam Pina on Instagram. It's me again, Adam Pina on Instagram. That's my personal, doghouseboxing.fitness on Instagram is my gym. Doghouseboxing.fitness is my boxing gym. And, Adam Pina on Facebook, Doghouse Boxing, Woodstock, Georgia on Facebook. That's pretty much it, man.
There we go, man. I appreciate it. We absolutely appreciate your time and contribution to the podcast. I look forward to seeing what you can accomplish down the road, Adam. Thank you so much.
And I appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, 100%. And to everyone who tuned in today, we appreciate you as well. Don't forget, if you want to be notified about future episodes, hit that like and subscribe button. And if you want to come in and join us and talk about your fitness business, click the link in the description, fill it out, and our team will be in touch with you very, very soon. And as always, till next time, Gym Lords out.
Thank you so much for listening. If you found this content valuable, here's four ways we can help you grow your gym for free. One, grab a free copy of Alex Ramosi's best-selling book, Gym Launch Secrets, at alexsgroup.com. Two, join our free Facebook group at alexsgroup.com. Three, if you're a gym owner, you can apply to be on the podcast by emailing us at podcast@gymlaunch.com. Four, leave us a 5-star review so we can gain access to more gym owners and bring those lessons back to you. And as always, tap that button and subscribe to this podcast for more.